Genesis, chapter 34. Destruction of Sodom, 1888. 1. While Abraham was pleading with the Lord for Sodom, what were the two angels who accompanied him doing? And the men turned their faces from thence, and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. 2. At what time did the angels reach Sodom? And there came two angels to Sodom at even. 3. How did Lot greet them? And Lot seeing them rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. 4. What trait had Lot in common with Abraham? Hospitality. 5. How did he exhibit it? And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early, and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. 6. What place of honor did Lot occupy in the city of Sodom? And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. 7. Cite other instances that indicate that those who sat in the gate occupied an office of public trust. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth, and sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther the queen, and Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And all the king's servants, that were in the king's gate, bowed, and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Then the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said unto Mordecai, Why do you transgress the king's commandment? Wisdom is too high for a fool, he opens not his mouth in the gate. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sits among the elders of the land. The elders have ceased from the gate, the young men from their music. 8. What words of the Sodomites corroborate this? And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with you than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. 9. Did Lot participate in the wickedness of the Sodomites? And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. 10. What was the crying sin of Sodom and Gomorrah? Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. 11. What marked contrast was there between the hospitality of Lot and the actions of the men of Sodom? But before they laid down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men which came into you this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. 12. What did the angel say to Lot? And the men said unto Lot, Have you here any besides? Son-in-law, and your sons, and your daughters, and whatsoever you have in the city, bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. 13. What did Lot do? And Lot went out, and spoke unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. 14. How did his sons-in-law regard his appeal? But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. 15. What did the angels say as soon as it was morning? And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take your wife, and your two daughters, which are here, lest you be consumed in the iniquity of the city. 16. What steps did they take to hasten Lot and his family? And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth, and set him without the city. 17. What earnest charge did the angels give them? And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for your life. Look not behind you, either stay in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest you be consumed. 18. As soon as Lot had escaped, what did the Lord do? The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. 19. What happened to his wife because she disregarded the command of the angels? But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. 20. What warning is given to us, in view of such facts as this? Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape, if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? 21. What did Jesus say of the condition of the world just before his second coming? Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. 22. What will he do when he is revealed? And to you who are troubled rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, and from the glory of his power. 23. Of what was the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah an example? And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. 24. What charge is given to us who are living in these last days? And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, and drunkenness, and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. 25. What warning is given us? In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Eternal fire. The student may also notice that the fire which doomed the cities of the plain is called eternal fire, yet it is not now burning. Then when the wicked, at the last day, shall be driven away into everlasting fire, we need not conclude that the fire will never cease to burn. But must it not continue to burn forever, if it is not quenched? Not by any means. The fire that consumed Sodom and Gomorrah was not quenched, and as a consequence it turned them into ashes. If it had been quenched, they would not have been turned completely to ashes, but some ruins would have been left standing. Well, we read that the wicked shall be burned up root and branch, and that they shall be ashes. Now when a thing has been reduced to ashes, what becomes of the fire that did the work? It goes out for lack of combustible material to feed upon. So it was with the eternal fire that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So it will be with the everlasting fire that shall destroy those who are found wicked at the last day. And from that fire will come forth the renewed earth, purified from the curse, and restored to its Eden beauty. E.J. Wagoner.